White Sox and Twins on Jackie Robinson Day. Irvin Santana would take the hill against Jose Quintana. We'll take it to the bottom of the first. Joe Mauer looking to put his team on the board.
No score and the 2-2. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. 1-0 Minnesota. This one hammered to the gap in right center. It's a double. It scores Mauer all the way from first base. Two on, one out. Here's one hooked over the bag at first. The Twins are blowing this one open. They lead 5-0. The 1-2 to Todd Frazier struck him out swinging. The 1-2 pitch struck him out swinging. Here's the 1-2. Check swing. Did he go? They'll appeal to third. Yep, he's out on strikes. Here's the 1-1. Swinging a high pop-up wide of third. Could be playable for somebody down the line. Sano running by the tarp. Reaches out and makes the catch. I didn't think he had a chance at getting near the ball, let alone catching it.
Well, Santana's been dominant. Earlier in this game, that's when you get him out of his rhythm and you settle in and get some runs against him. Once he stayed in that rhythm, and we couldn't find our swings against him.
There's a swing and his roll to second. They should do it. Escobar up with it. He throws a one-hit shutout at the White Sox. There's Irvin Santana.
Twins would win this one 6-0. Chicago's three-game winning streak comes to an end. Santana's shutout improves his record to 3-0 on the year. Jose Quintana goes 5 2/3, allowing 5 earned runs on 9 hits. He drops to 0-3 on the year. Final game of the three-game set, it'll be James Shields for the White Sox against the Twins' Hector Santiago on Sunday.